Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Still talking about the right to become a child of God. You got to get it.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here, and with us, and with us, and with us. Listen. You never know what people are going through. You never know. You just never know. And so what you can do is this. A lot of times some people say, I don't know what to say. Just be a listener. If you know that they have something they really like, or you see them down, hey, is there something you want to tell me or talk about? I can just listen if you want. If you want to vent, I get to sit here and listen and not say anything. And I won't tell anybody about our conversation. You know, you do that. That'll make somebody else feel a whole lot better. You might not have a whole lot of money where you can go grab donuts and food and lunch and all that kind of stuff, but you can listen. You can be a person that just, you know, you're there for somebody. You know, a lot of times, even at funerals or when a person loses a loved one or something like that, they just need somebody to listen or just to sit there and don't say anything, and they don't want to say anything. They just want somebody to sit there with them. Hey, you can do that. You can help them by doing that. Be a help to somebody. You know, sometimes when people are in need, it's not always a financial need. Sometimes it's an emotional need or a connection need of some sort. You know, I just need somebody just to be here and don't say nothing. Just don't try to console me. Just let me know that you're in the house with me, or that you're here with me, and that I can count on you no matter what I need to talk about or what I need to say or whatever. And God tells us, hey, talk to people, man. Talk to them. So. You might not have the donut money today. You might not have the lunch money. You might not have the pizza money. You might not have the Chinese food money. Whatever it is, try to be a help to somebody wherever you can. Try to do that. That way, listen, when they see you, guess what they're going to say? Oh, it's a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. That's what they'll say. They'll say it, and they'll say it just like me. Oh, this is a great day, because they see you and they know that you don't bring them any harm. They know that you are going to bring some kind of peace to them. You know, the only God is the one that brings all the peace. Yes. But you're going to help them see God. You're going to help them chase after God. You're going to help them see what God does for you. You know, a lot of times people don't know what God does for people. They figure, you know, God's this big man up on the throne someplace with a big whip and lightning bolts and striking people down and everything like that. And that's contrary to what the truth is. God is really wanting to talk to people. He's not always sitting up there trying to condemn people and send them straight to hell. At least give them a chance. He's going to give them a chance before he sends them someplace. He wants them to come out of whatever it is that they're in. And so he makes that available. So that's when, you know, like Jesus comes into play. So we're going to read a little bit today about the law and faithfulness and love and all that kind of thing. But don't get it twisted. You know, God says the soul that sinneth shall surely die, guaranteed. And so, but with God, when he says laws or gives laws like that in the Old Testament, right, he'll say those things, and those things are true. But then he'll say, but here's Jesus. I'm gonna make a way for you to escape the condemnation that you're supposed to get. Even though I'm right in condemning you, I'm going to give you a way out of your condemnation. Here's Jesus. You get what I'm saying to you? So not only does he give us the law, but he gives us a way around the law also. And that way around the law is Jesus. Now, the law is still right and the law is still good, you know, But the thing about the law was none of the people before us could actually live it. None of them. None of them. Not one. Not even Moses himself. None of them could live it. And God had to have grace on them. So he does the same thing with us. That's why we have Jesus. You know, Jesus forgave the sins of the whole world from the beginning. You know, so those laws that they couldn't uphold and everything else, they were forgiven based on their faith in God, based on what they believed God. And just like it was at Abraham, he said he believed God and was counted unto him as righteousness just because he believed God. Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet, and the risen from the dead, and blood hadn't been spilled, and all that kind of stuff hadn't even happened yet. But he believed God, and God said, you're righteous. So it's the same thing with us. So even though he might give us these rules and things that were in the law, he still says, you know, all I ever wanted you to do was understand how I see things with that law, with the laws and things. That's how he sees things. That's how he judges sin. That's how he sees sin. But he says this, all of that law can be summed up into two things. Just treat each other. Love God with your whole heart and treat each other right. That's all you have to do. Love God with your whole heart and treat each other right. Treat each other right. Don't misuse each other. That's what he says. And so, and for all the times that we didn't love God with our whole heart, and the times that we did mistreat each other, there's Jesus. Jesus forgave all of that, right? All right. Now we left off at St. John chapter 1, talking about having the right to become a child of God. Let's see. I think we'll start at 15, talking about how John testified about this very Jesus that people were supposed to believe and accept, but a lot of them didn't, but a lot of them did, right? John 1, verse 15, John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds. This is the one that I was talking about when I said, someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am. For he existed long before me. Jesus was here long before Matthew, long before John, long before Joshua, long before Genesis. He was here. But now he came and made a, you know, a home amongst us, you know, because that word became flesh. So, verse number 16. From his abundance, we all have received one gracious blessing after another. Verse number 17. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. Verse number 18. No one has ever seen God. No one has ever seen God. That's because God is a spirit. Oh, but you can see him. All right. Moses saw him. Okay. It's in the same Bible. Just right here when it says no one has seen God, right? There's another verse that says, except the Son show the Father to them. You know, I mean, it's all this type of thing. You have to ask God what all this means. Okay. All right. Verse number 18. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one. See how it says that no one has ever seen him, but the unique one has, right? The unique one who is himself, what? God. Who? God. Where? God. He is God. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is himself God, is near the Father's heart and has revealed God to us. So how do you see God? It must be revealed. He must be revealed to you. You're not going to read in the Bible what God looks like. He has to be revealed to you. You're not going to know where God is. It has to be revealed to you. And the only one who can reveal that to you is who? God himself. No one else can reveal that to you. You get that? Do you understand? No one has seen him, but the unique one. You know, only he can reveal him to you. Okay, then you go back to where the law was given through Moses, right? This very unfailing love that everybody loves to talk about and unfaithfulness that people love to talk about only came through Jesus Christ. So either you want the law or you want the unfailing love and faithfulness. Now, the law, none of us can live up to. I don't care what you do. You can try to do everything the Bible says and you still ain't going to live up to it. You're not going to. But the unfailing love that everybody loves to scream and talk about and shout the victory on, and his faithfulness, right? That came through Jesus Christ. And so if you're going to be a child of God, the right is going to come to you via Jesus Christ. No one else. That's why they put a name on him. See, a lot of people can say God, God, God. But when you give God a name, that's when the contention starts. That's when the problem starts. That's when people disagree with you, when you give God a name. And you're not, it's not you giving God a name. God gave his own name. He got his own name. He told you exactly who it was. He himself is God, Jesus Christ. That very word that was created, or no, the very word that became flesh. You get what I'm saying? He became flesh. Yeah, God created that flesh. But the flesh is different from the actual word. Ask God to show it to you. I don't have time to show it to you. Listen, matter of fact, I couldn't show it to you if I tried. Matter of fact, if I tried to explain it even more, you'd get more confused. So ask God. He is the one who made the body. What came first, the body or God? Which was first, that body that he lived in or God? That's where he says the body was born, but God himself existed long before John the Baptist and long before Matthew, long before the disciples, long before the prophets, long before Abraham. God existed. When did he start? I don't know. You don't have a father or mother, no cousins and uncles and aunts and all that kind of stuff. That would explain a lot. You know, how they talk about the people who are like only child or only children. They want to be around people all the time. They love people. They love being around people. Sometimes they're secluded away. They like to get away from people. But for the most part, they love meeting people or meeting new family members or something like that. Well, that's the same thing with God. If it was only him and he started creating us and, you know, started creating human beings and everything and wanted us to talk to him and he give us insight and information and show us things and man, that's that same one that most people don't want to accept. That same one, you know, they think that Jesus is God Jr. And that's not the case. It didn't say God Jr. It says he's God. You know, we saw the body. We saw him do the miracles, and only he could do those miracles if God was in him. You see what I'm, and I always tell people, God didn't come to scare us. He came to save us. Because if he wanted to scare us, he sure enough could. Trust me and believe me. Man, God could scare me quick if he wanted to. But listen, always believe and accept God so that you can keep your right to be a child of God.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.